I agree with the song, glory to his name. Glory to his name. I want to talk to you about him. Amen. His birth is indescribable. The indescribable Christ. You can't describe his birth. A virgin shall conceive, bear a son. That, my friend, is indescribable. We believe in the virgin birth. I don't have confidence in any man anywhere that does not believe in the virgin birth. You cannot explain it away. And I'll take it a step further than that. I don't have confidence in any man that has confidence in a man that does not believe in the virgin birth. The Old Testament prophesied of it. Amen. The New Testament confirms it. The early church believed it, in all true Christians accept that fact. Amen. His birth is indescribable. And that's not all. His life is indescribable. You know, he's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's impartially merciful. He's God's son. He's God's son. He's the sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He stands alone in himself. He's unparalleled. Yes, my friend, he's supreme. He's preeminent. He's the loftiest ideal in literature. He's the highest ideal in philosophy. He's the fundamental truth in theology. He's the miracle of the age. He's the only one that's able to supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. He supplies strength for the weak. If you're weak, he's got strength for you. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives the sinner. He discharges the debtors. He delivers the captives. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. And thank God, he beautifies the meek with salvation. Do you know him? Amen. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Yes, friend, he's the wellspring of wisdom. He's the doorway of deliverance. He's the pathway of peace. He's the roadway of righteousness. He's the highway of holiness. He's the gateway of glory. He's the master of the mighty. He's the captain of the conquerors. He's the head of the heroes. He's the leader of the legislators. He's the overseer of the overcomers. He's governor of governors. He's prince of all princes. He's king of kings. He's lord of lords. His life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough, and his grace is sufficient. His reign is righteousness. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. I found it so. I found it so. I wish I could describe him to you, but he's indescribable. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm trying to tell you that the heavens cannot contain him. Amen. And man cannot explain him. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. Friend, if you're not a saved, you're not really living, because you don't live till you've been saved by the grace of God. The Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him, and Herod couldn't kill him. Death could not handle him. The grave could not hold him. He's my king. He's my Lord. Amen. He's my savior. He's all in all to the child of God. There was nobody before him, and there'll be nobody after him. You can't impeach him, and he's not going to resign. People try to get prestige, and they try to get honor, and to themselves, but all the glory is the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to his name. Amen. He said, thine is the kingdom and power and glory forever and ever. Somebody said, what do you mean? Forever and ever and ever and ever. And then he said, amen. Amen. He put an end to it, didn't it? And you know what else? His miracles is indescribable. You cannot describe the miracles that he performed while he was here. Yes, he raised the dead. People been dead 4 days. All he had to say is, Lazarus, get up. Yes, friend, someone fed 5,000 men plus women and children. His name was Jesus. They had more left over than when they got started. The Bible says so much more about this Jesus of Nazareth during his earthly life and ministry. He was well known as a miracle worker. I know some of these preachers on television say they're miracle workers, but they're not. It's all fake. But he was definitely a miracle worker. Yes, my friend, what is a miracle? A miracle is not just something unusual, not just something highly unusual, not just something amazing. A miracle is an event which supersedes the natural laws which govern and control the universe. And that's what Jesus did. He, my friend, walked on the water. Amen. He gave sight to the blind. People that was never able to see, people that was born blind, he gave back their sight. He opened up the deaf ears. He caused the lame to walk. Amen. There was no case that was too hard for him. He healed the lady with the issue of blood. Yes, thank God. He turned the water into wine. He cast out the devils. Thank God for Jesus. Yes, friend. Someone was talking and they said, now, surely you don't believe that Jonah was actually swallowed by a big fish? You really believe that? And the brother said, yes, I absolutely believe, just exactly like the Bible says, that Jonah was swallowed up by a fish and vomited him up. And he went and preached the gospel. I not only believe that, this brother said, I believe all the miracles in the Bible. And somebody said, well, how do you know? I said, the man said, I know for a fact. And he said, when I get to heaven, I'm going to sit down with Jonah and I'm going to have him to tell me the story from start to finish. And the man said, well, what if you get to heaven and Jonah's not there? He said, then you could ask him. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. His healings is indescribable. You can't describe his healings. A number of miracles, over 36 miracles were talked about in the Bible. I mean, all kinds of sickness and disease and healings, he took care of them. So his miracles is indescribable. His healings is indescribable. And his grace is indescribable. Thank God for his grace. I'm not sure it is even humanly possible to completely understand how big, how deep, how wide the grace of God is when he comes to save an individual. Yes, friend, he's the only way to heaven. The only way to get to heaven is go through the door of God's grace. You can't earn it. Saints, we are not saved by our performance, we're saved by God's grace. Romans 3:24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that's in Christ Jesus. Marvelous grace of our loving Lord. Grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's Mount outpoured, there was the blood of the Lamb was spilled. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that is greater than all of our sin. Amen. Then the song says, dark is the stain. Sinners have a dark stain. We don't say that to hurt people, to wound people. There was once a dark stain within me. Dark the stain that soils men's nature. Oh, the distance that he fell. Amen. But thank God, there's a dark stain. And it says, we cannot hide. What can avail to wash it away? This dark stain within man, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. What can be done about the dark stain? He said, look, there's a fountain flowing crimson tide, whiter than snow you may be today. Amen. Isn't that good news? You came in this service this morning with a dark stain, but before you leave, whiter than snow you may be today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You don't have to wait till next week. You don't have to wait till you get out of school. You don't have to wait till you get out of college. You don't have to wait till you get married. You don't have to wait till you get old. Today, you can be whiter than snow. Amen. Somebody said, I'm a pretty good person and I do a lot of things good for others. That doesn't matter. There's still a dark stain. Turning over a new leaf does not save a person. Just starting doing certain things and quit doing other things, that's not what saves an individual. Jesus saved. You must be born again. You must be made that new creature in Christ, where old things pass away and behold, all things become new. Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace freely bestowed on all who believe. All who are longing to see his face, will you this moment his grace receive? What about you? Would you in this service his grace receive? No one has to be concerned that God's grace is limited in quantity. There's enough grace to extend to every individual that's right now upon the face of the earth. And not only that, all who will be born in the future, there's enough grace to go around for every individual. Friend, thank God, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Oh, we marvel at the grace of God. It is the mercy and grace that's adequate enough to forgive sins of the whole world. Friend, it's a thought that's too high. It's too holy to be fully appreciated on this side of eternity, but one that we will enjoy in the fullest when we get home. Apart from grace, you cannot know God. Amazing grace. I believe this, friend. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought me liberty. I do not know just how he cared and loves me so much. He looked beyond my faults and saw my needs. Someone said, I've got a lot of sin. I've got a lot of faults and you don't know my life. But he looks beyond our faults and he sees our needs. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous that grace that caught my fallen soul. He looked beyond my faults and saw my needs. You know that our grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich. And not us, not all. His resurrection is indescribable. Amen. He arose and he conquered death, hell, and the grave. We believe it. We know it. Jehovah's Witnesses and other cults say it's not the same one that came out of the grave that went in the grave. No, it was the same one that came out that went in. There's no room for compromise on this subject. If Christians need to be certain on anything, they need to be certain on the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus repeatedly and plainly predicted his own resurrection. Of the 8 writers of the New Testament, 6 of them specifically affirm the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 15 of the 27 New Testament books specifically affirm the resurrection, and most of the remaining 12 imply the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Over 500 witnesses. The testimony and witnesses was not refuted by the first century, even those who did not believe in Christ. Thank God. I say, friends, the disciples witnessed it. Inspired writers recorded it. Without the resurrection, there's no gospel. There's no salvation. And there's no eternal life. Last but not least, his return will be indescribable. It's not over yet, folks. He is going to return. Thank God. What a day that will be for the child of God. What a wonderful day it will be for the saved, for the blood washed. It's going to be a sad day for those that's not saved. And here's what the Bible says in the book of Acts, the first chapter, verse number 11, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. And you go on down to verse number 7 of that in Revelation, the first chapter, verse number 7. Behold, he come up with the clouds, and every eye shall see him. Your eye will see him. You're going to be in this crowd. Every eye shall see him. They also which pierced him. And all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Romans put it like this in the 14th chapter, verse number 11. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow. The big knee and the little knee. The white knee and the brown knee and the black knee and the red knee. Every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess to God. What a day this is going to be. I say the return will be indescribable. Even all the way back into Daniel. He put it like this in the 12th chapter, verse number 2. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Yes, you may die. They may put your body in the grave, but listen to me. You are going to awake. What's going to happen when you awake? Some to everlasting life. That's the child of God. Some to everlasting life. And some to shame and everlasting contempt. There's two ways that's going to be raised. To everlasting life, to shame and everlasting contempt. How's it going to be for you? Jesus said in John 5, verse number 20, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. That's you. All that are in the grave shall hear his voice. That includes me. Everybody that's in the grave shall hear his voice. And what's going to happen? And shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Some of you in this service, you have been doing evil. You've not been doing good. You've not been doing right. Some say, well, I do good part of the time. Most of the time, that's not good enough. They have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they have done evil to the resurrection of damnation. Listen, friend, how you live your life will depend on whether you are raised unto life or to damnation. And the Bible puts it like this in Acts 24:15, and have hope toward God, which they also allow that there shall be, mark it down, there shall be a resurrection, both of the just and of the unjust. Some say, I don't believe the Bible. There's still going to be a resurrection. No matter how much you convince yourself or someone else convince you, there's going to be a resurrection. So today, the Holy Spirit is extending to each of you an opportunity to see with eyes of faith the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's not in a manger any longer. A lot of folks will accept him on Christmas morning, a little baby in a manger. He's not in a manger. And on Easter Sunday, a lot of folks will accept him dead on a cross. But I've got news for you. He's not on a cross. He's not dead. He is alive. And right now, right this very moment, the Lord Jesus Christ is sitting on the right hand of the throne of God, awaiting his Father to command him, go get my bride. He's going to come and get his bride. Will you be a part of that? He has the power to save you from sin. He has the power to raise you up because you're dead in trespasses and in sins. And getting back to the message that we already heard, that's been going through my mind ever since Sister Karen said, what are you going to do with Jesus? Every one of us is going to do something with him before we leave this service. Some say, well, I'm not going to do nothing with him. No, you're going to make a decision before you leave this service. What will you do with Jesus? Those people on that day, the majority of them made the wrong decision. They said, away with him. Is that what you're saying? As he speaks to your heart, as he deals with you? In your mind, is that what? Not right now. You know what? You say, not right now, that's saying, away with him. Later. No, you're saying, away with this man. Your problem is the same problem that those people had. You know what they said? We will not have this man to rule over us. That was their problem. They didn't want him as king of their life. Will you accept him as king? That's what it takes to become a Christian. Accept him. Repenting of your sin. Accept him as king of your life. How is it with your soul?